Ms. Papadakis, with her antique pine desk and O. Henry Award on the wall, gave the impression of someone who had long since paid her dues. Except for the occasional, she was unresponsive while she read. Finally, she looked up and stared my way. A bit of the color was gone from her face. "Well," she said with a deep breath, "first impressions are important, so I'll start there." She picked up a red pencil, and I stood up and came around to look over her shoulder. "See here, and here. The openings are active. Things like, 'I am the one who killed you,' and 'I watched you having dinner last night.' They're attention-grabbing, or at least they're meant to be."
"Do you draw any specific conclusion from that?"
I had some of my own, but I was here for her perspective. She bobbed her head side to side. "It's engaging, but also less spontaneous, more crafted. This person is choosing her words carefully. It's certainly not stream of consciousness."
"May I ask what else you see in the writing?"
"This is very helpful, Professor Papadakis."
"Well, there's a sense of detachment, let's say, from the character's own violence."
She looked up at me, as if for approval. I couldn't imagine she was usually this tentative. Her air was otherwise so earthy and grounded.
"Except maybe when she talks about the children."
"Please go on," I said. "I'm interested in the children. What do you see, Professor?"
"When she describes what she's done, it's very declarative. Lots of simple sentences, almost staccato sometimes.